Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Umbrella Association, which covers 22 farmers' unions in France, the FNSEA, along with the Young Farmers' Union, have decided to call off the blockading of oil refineries across the country in an attempt to sway the government on their policies relating to imported goods which do not comply with French standards. They decided to take action. But the blockade set up at Lyon, which prevented fuel trucks getting through, was called off under pressure from the CRS. Their main gripe is the palm oil, which the oil giant Total is intending to import to its biorefinery La Mède in the Bouches-du-Rhône. A major signal failure at Saint-Lazare has resulted in travel chaos this morning. The SNCF has reported that it has had emergency breakdown teams working on the problem since 2 a.m. this morning, but the problem is yet to be resolved. They have advised train passengers to postpone their travel plans until further notice. To add to rail travellers' woes, SNCF strike action is kicking in on day 30 of industrial action against government reforms. 2 out of 3 TGV will be running, and half of both intercity and TER services. The man who took 2 people hostage in the Rue des Petites Écuries in Paris has been taken into custody for police questioning. For the moment, he is in the psychiatric unit after the incident, which involved 2 people being taken captive. At this stage, police are considering it to be of an ordinary criminal case, rather than being related to terrorism. President Macron will give a speech today outlining his social policy at the Mutualité Montpellier. He is expected to announce the full reimbursement of eye care and dental work within the coming 2 years. However, a comment he made during a meeting has caused minor controversy. He said that social welfare costs crazy sums of money, but still people don't seem to be doing any better. The poor remain poor. 12 départements are still under amber weather alerts. Heavy rain and flooding are expected in the Pyrénées-Atlantiques and the Hautes-Pyrénées. 10 other departments are still on alert due to flood risk. And finally, in football news, on the eve of the World Cup in Russia. Today, football fans will find out the venue of the competition in 2026. FIFA will decide today between the United States, Canada or Morocco as to who will host the tournament. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.